This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. I've already been on the radio in Idaho, Salt Lake City, St. Louis, Missouri. On this 25th of August 2003 edition, I was on the radio this morning out west where Ashcroft is out telling more and larger lies about the Patriot Act 1 and 2 and the Victory Act. I was on local talk radio stations countering the chief liar of the Justice Department. He's still a low-level minion. And coming up in the second hour, we're going to have Tim Behrens on from KJSL Radio to play a clip, a long clip, about 5 minutes long, of John Ashcroft on national television lying about Patriot Act 1, 2, and now 3 with the Victory Act. And so we're going to play the clip, then we're going to go through and cut it to pieces and expose the particular lies of Attorney General John Ashcroft with Tim Behrens in the next hour. In this hour, I want to talk about Judge Roy Moore, Alabama. They're saying he may get suspended without pay, may get kicked off the bench. They might arrest him, arrest others. They say there's no telling what's going to happen. So we'll watch this as it develops. And the American Civil Liberties Union, which is controlled opposition, which has hijacked the Anti-Patriot Act movement and watered it down, that's their job. They're now saying they're going to target Missouri and other areas to remove their Ten Commandments. So the attack on America is in full swing. We're going to take your calls in this hour on Schwarzenegger, on the blackout, on the troops dying, on the depleted uranium, on the Ten Commandments, on any issue you'd like to discuss. 1-800-259-9231. We'll also be talking about the electronic straitjacket. We've told you that the cars already have the hardware, that is, the built-in systems to have tracking systems plugged into them, and most cars already have the tracking systems themselves in them standard. This is out of BBC. Spy plan for new cars, and they say it'll be for all new cars, a satellite tracking chip. Here's another one. Consumer RFID trials continue. Your cell phone is now a tracking device. This out of the News Chronicle, mainstream media, Green Bay News Chronicle. Ashcroft visits to draw protest in Boise, Idaho. So that's some great news there. Continuing, protesters gearing up for Ashcroft Patriot Act tour. Associated Press, Salt Lake City, massive protest building going on right now. In 30 minutes, Ashcroft arrives. The meetings are not open to the public, though they have staged government employees making it look like a town hall. Folks, this is admitted in the Associated Press. They're having staged town hall meetings. That's how bad things have gotten. Also, U.S. smallpox vaccination plan grinds to a halt. We'll get to that. Al-Qaeda plots September 11th attack. Give up your rights or the CIA will get you. Al-Qaeda will get you. We will also get into the latest information on Dr. David Kelly, who was obviously murdered, the guy that blew the whistle on Blair's lying about weapons of mass destruction. We have life extension technology news that the globalists are trying to suppress. It's all coming up. Big show lined up for you on this Monday, 25th of August, 2003. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We're dedicated Truth, justice, the American way. Standing up for freedom. We're against the New World Order.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
He's the Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We do this little show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Time during the day, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. The show radiates out on the AM and FM dial all across the country on a growing list of wonderful affiliates that love America and the First Amendment. We simulcast at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and Global Shortwave during the day from 11 to 2 at 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. In the next hour, I do have Tim Behrens from 6:30 a.m. KJSL in St. Louis, Missouri, a station that during the day covers four states, been on there 50 times. He's coming on the show to play this clip of Ashcroft on CNN for 5 minutes, lying. I mean, everything he says is a total lie. We're going to air it in the next hour and then analyze it, break it apart, here on the air with Tim Behrens, a great talk show host and patriot in his own right. Now, this morning I was on K-Talk, a great station in Salt Lake City, Utah, talking about how the conservatives are there in mass protesting against the Unpatriotic Patriot Act. And here's the headline: out of the Associated Press. And we're going to go to a guest. Protesters gearing up for Ashcroft's Patriot Act tour. And it says civil liberties advocates are organizing protests to greet U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft when he arrives in Utah on Monday to speak to local police and prosecutors about the USA Patriot Act. The article goes on to report that Attorney General John Ashcroft visit Monday is expected to draw protests. Ashcroft's hitting 18 cities in 3 weeks to gain support for the Patriot Act. His visit is not open to the public, but it'll bring out many who strongly oppose the act. So, now, folks, we have the article from last week where they have staged town halls with government employees and then cops behind Ashcroft who've been ordered to salute him, and then the news shows it as if the national, these are town halls and everyone loves it. They're not town halls. Joining us is Sheriff Richard Mack, who lives out in Salt Lake City where the big protest is going on. He's there protesting Ashcroft right now. There. And thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here, Alex. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Good job.
Tell us what's going on and exactly how many folks are out there standing up to the Patriot Act.
Well, so far there's about 300 people, 10 police officers making sure that we all behave ourselves. There's signs everywhere. There's "Don't Tread on Me." One sign in particular that I liked is... It said you could take your Patriot Act and shove it up your ass cross.
So, oh man,
the people are very emotional about this issue. I think it's disgusting and very pathetic that we need the Attorney General of the United States to come out here spending taxpayer dollars to spread propaganda and to attempt to brainwash local law enforcement into supporting this unconstitutional invasion.
Now, for those that don't know, you took your case all the way to the Supreme Court. You refused as a sheriff to go along with the Brady Bill, which made you violate the Second Amendment and keep tabs and register gun owners.
Right.
Sheriff Mack, of course, is on the radio with K-Talk out in Salt Lake City. I've been honored to be on his show. He's been on our show many times. I requested this morning on the Jack Stockwell show that somebody call him with a live report. You're there.
It's live.
Has the Dark Lord himself appeared yet? Is he infesting the city of Salt Lake City yet?
Well, we know that he has been at the airport, and he's supposed to be here in about a half an hour. And I hope that our numbers increase. I was really expecting about 1,000 people here. And people on both sides, every side, from left wing to right wing and every wing in between, are here to protest this.
Well, that's one of the reasons, Sheriff Mack, they're panicking. When conservative Alaska voted against it after Ashcroft asked them not to, that made them panic, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And this morning, another report came out that there's been over 100 different governmental jurisdiction across the country that have come out officially in opposition to the Patriot Act.
Well,
when was the last that ever occurred, Alex?
It's now 3 states and over 400 cities. The news continues to report old numbers of 2 states and 140 cities and towns.
Well, maybe that's where I got that, because it was on a CBS affiliate that I heard that from. So,
well, they're definitely now, Sheriff Mack, you're out there in the crowd right now?
Yes, I am.
I mean, cry out to the folks. Ask them what they think of the Patriot Act.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now, Alex. And I'm walking across the street, and I'm seeing people looking at me right now, and I'm going to yell, "What do you want me to say? What do you think of the Patriot Act?"
I'll just say, we're on the Alex Jones show right now, and he wants to know what you think of the Patriot Act.
Folks, this is Alex Jones, Talk Radio. He wants to know what you think of the Patriot Act. Did you get that, Alex?
It sounds,
I think
like,
you got it.
It sounds like in Braveheart. Yeah, it sounds like in the movie Braveheart, where you've got all the Scots out there with Longshanks' army.
Yeah, that kind of is how it feels. These aren't just common, ordinary, everyday Americans that are out here protesting this unconstitutional tyranny that is very akin to King Edward the Longshanks.
Well, Sheriff Mack, I know it's been a long journey from you, from patrol officer to sheriff to patriot leader, but it is heartening to see this massive response against Ashcroft. What do you think about the nature of the staged town hall meetings, which is now coming out that it's staged?
Well, you know, that's typical federal government engineering and manufacturing. I mean, they're the best at that. You know, it's all wag the dog type engineering, and it shouldn't surprise anybody that that's what's going on. And you know, Ashcroft is a very good little boy for the Cheney Bush administration. He's just doing what he's told, and here he is illegally spending taxpayer dollars, because obviously this is not a function of the Justice Department.
Yeah, he's out campaigning because the Patriot Act is now dinner table, breakfast table, water cooler topic. People have taken time out to read it, as you've challenged them to do on your
right.
own show. Ashcroft claims it doesn't violate the Constitution. He claims, now first he claimed there was no Patriot Act 2. Now he admits it. That's one of his
right.
big lies. Sheriff Mack, you've read it. Is the Patriot Act constitutional?
No, there's not any part of it that is. It's simply a fulfillment of the warrant Ben Franklin, who said not to ever surrender freedom for supposed security. And that's exactly what we've been doing ever since 9/11, which adds a great deal to the theories and the conjecture that the federal government was involved so that we can be more enslaved, just like your videotape points out.
Well, Sheriff Mack, I've got the article here. We haven't even gotten to it yet. It came out in major Indian papers. It came out in major papers in India. And this is on PrisonPlanet.com and being posted on Infowars.com right now. In India, Musharraf and the Bushes met and decided not to capture bin Laden so they could keep this thing going on and on, quote, in the name of not destabilizing Pakistan. Why aren't they after bin Laden anymore?
Well, you see, he's an old family friend, and they just can't destroy this wonderful relationship they have going on of Mutt and Jeff, cat and mouse. And Bush knows that the more he stays on top of that, the more his popularity will stay intact.
His business partner, bin Laden, is a great boogeyman.
Oh, sure, yeah, absolutely. And I think it would hurt him if they actually were able to put an end to all of this. But, you know, when you have Bush pushing the Attorney General of the country to propagandize and to brainwash local law enforcement and to try to get their support for this act, you know something's wrong, and you have to go much deeper than what you're seeing on the surface.
Now, Sheriff Mack, his Imperial shuttle has landed.
Yes.
How long until he's coming into his hotel or his speech? Can you give us the itinerary for Salt Lake City?
Yeah, well, I talked to a member of the media who is about the only group here that knows the exact schedule. And he said that Ashcroft is supposed to be inside the Little America Motel at 10:45, which is going to be just about 25 minutes from now.
And you're there protesting and demonstrating right now.
Now, yes, and there's lots of signs all over the place. Most of them are like the Patriot Act is unpatriotic. Another guy has sacrificing liberty for security is a fool's bargain, which I just mentioned to you a little while ago.
Well Sheriff Mack, I appreciate you calling into the show. Can you, at, say, 10:35 or 10:30, call back in at about 10 minutes so we can continue this discussion on air so that when Ashcroft drives by, we can all hear the response of the crowd?
Okay, yeah, let's do that. I'll have my assistant here, Andy, make sure that he keeps that schedule with you.
Well, I want to thank Andy for all he's done as well, getting me on KJS as a guest. Let me do this. Can we get your cell phone number during this break, and we'll even call you back in about 10 minutes.
All right. That'll be great.
Or you can call us. Yeah, call us back at about 30 after, because I want to hear this. The world needs to hear this. God
all
bless
right.
you, Sheriff Mac.
You're on.
All right. We'll be right back, folks.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenone. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Viceroys or legates is now out on the West Coast, there in the mountainous regions, trying to sell the good conservative people of Utah and Idaho on tyranny and on enslavement. And we're going to be getting into the Patriot Act 2 and Victory Act and Ashcroft's big propaganda tour in the next hour with Tim Behrens from KJSL in St. Louis, where old Ashcroft is from. And we'll talk about this staged whirlwind tour and Ashcroft. Some cars just pulled into the hotel there, but they don't think that's it. We've got folks there on scene that will give us more information as it develops. And I just got a bunch of other news we're going to be getting to. I already mentioned the news article reporting here. This is out of major Indian papers, confirmed information that the Pakistan government and the U.S. government ensured that bin Laden was not captured. And they claim when they got caught doing this, oh, because that would stir up the Muslims. Total shill story. We know he works for the CIA. Bob in Utah, you're on the air. Go ahead. Oh, you're out there at the rally too, Bob.
Who?
You're out at the rally too.
Yes, I'm out at the rally. It's great. It's good. We got all kinds of people here. We got people from the ACLU, libertarians, conservative Republicans, people with signs. We had some folks from the SWAT team show up with video cameras. I'm sure they were making videotaping all of us for their face recognition software so they'll know where to come and get us.
So that to protest their tyranny that they say isn't taking place, the SWAT team showed up?
We had, I saw four officers, sergeants from the Salt Lake City Police Department in full hat gear with a gas mask hanging around their neck and their little pouches. One of them had a camcorder, and he was going through the crowd videotaping some of the more radical-looking protesters. Yes, sir, that is correct.
Well, let's videotape them. Are they wearing their black mask?
No, sir. They weren't wearing masks.
Well, good.
There are many people out here with still cameras. Some people out here with video cameras.
Good. Let's get their faces. Let's get their faces and put them on the internet.
Absolutely.
Let's make our own list of terrorists.
I hope that it's people out here holding signs reminding the police that they work for the people and not for the feds. Wanting to impeach Ashcroft. It's great. I love it.
Well, God bless you, and God bless K-Talk out there for doing a great job. And, again, I've been on a lot of shows this morning in different areas on Ashcroft's itinerary. What do you think of him not allowing the public into the so-called town halls they're broadcasting on regional TV?
Well, I guess it's private property, and the hotel has the right to allow who they will. But personally, I find it unsavory, and I wonder what Harry Ashcroft has to hide from the people.
But they said that his town halls are not open to the public. These have been and are going to be staged events with fake questions, government employees. Folks, that's like the Running Man or something.
Oh, yes, sir. If the mainstream media would have broadcast these protesters out here, maybe more people would wake up and investigate Ashcroft's lies to the American people. But as you said, it's going to be a staged event. He's wrapped himself in the flag and surrounded himself with local law enforcement. And my question is, how many of these law enforcement came voluntarily, and how many of them were ordered to come here today?
Well, they admit they were under federal funding. That was in the AP last week, to show up, to salute him, to give this staged view. And now you've got goons in the combat boots and the Kurtzel helmets stalking you. You're just lucky they're not wearing the black ski mask.
There's one sitting right there. Do you want me to get him on the air?
Yes, let's talk to him.
Okay. Hold on.
We are approaching one of the Gestapo officers.
I got Alex Jones on the radio. Any of y'all want to talk to him? Sir, officer?
Don't even call him sir. He's a nobody.
Alex Jones? Are you sure? Oh, okay. They ask you to step off the private property.
Oh, step off the... Oh, see, so they get on the private corporate... See, I give them no respect because I knew you wouldn't get any. Notice that they'll stand on the edge of private property, then climb, approach them, hiding behind their little veil. I hope they enjoy torching their children's future. So what did this guy say to you?
They said that no, they didn't want to talk, and reminded me to step off the private property. And now I'm on the edge of the sidewalk where I'm protected, hopefully, by the Bill of Rights.
Well, that's one of their favorite little tactics. Are they saying the sidewalk is private property?
No, sir. They're saying the sidewalk that approaches the hotel is the different colors than the public sidewalk.
Well, by the way, you're allowed to be on that that area right there, according to different federal rulings. That's a bunch of garbage. That guy should be ashamed of himself. Stay there. Took him out. I mean, it's real simple. Went up there with a shotgun and killed him. I don't understand all this cowardice by police. I've heard a lot of cops make excuses for the cops at Columbine, and I don't know how you do that. Sitting there while people bleed to death for 4 hours. But notice in Chicago, they got a total gun ban of handguns. This guy was a convicted felon, aggravated felon. He was a little gang member punk, and he was causing problems at work, so they fired him. And he came, and folks, in Texas, I guarantee you, you go into some privately owned factory, I guarantee you, in about 80% of those shops, The owner or the manager has got a Glock in the drawer, and this guy would have gotten killed after he killed one or two people, and lives would have been saved.
This is GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Blocky Lock.
To either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Remember that a few months ago, we posted the bill on Infowars.com, that a few months ago, Senator Menace, that's his name, the head of the Judiciary Committee in Oregon, tried to pass a law that if one person blocks traffic, the entire protest, it's life in prison in a forced labor camp. It actually said labor camp, forest labor camp, life in prison. Having a gun on your possession without committing a crime, life in prison in a labor camp. Swapping music on the internet, life in a forced labor camp. The states are passing similar laws all over the place that if you sue a public official, prison time. They try to tell you, they try to tell these folks you can't protest without a permit, you got to pay. Well, that's for having a parade where you block traffic, folks. You don't need a permit to protest or demonstrate. There's a whole bunch of federal and state rulings. But again, these cops would love nothing more than to beat these people over the head like they've done in many other cities. They love nothing more to take your guns, take your houses, take your wives, put you in their prisons, and make you their slaves. They're doing it everywhere. There's more criminals in law enforcement than there are outside of law enforcement on average. And I'm tired of them there protecting Ashcroft like somebody was going to do something to this little low-level, this nobody. Let's go back to Bob there in Salt Lake City, or Bo, excuse me, in Salt Lake City, who just walked over. You heard him politely. Would you like to talk to Alex Jones? No, get back, private property. As if you couldn't walk into that hotel if you wanted to. You couldn't go in there. And the point is, if you wanted to walk up to a cop and talk to them, talk to a public servant, but no, get back, slave, get back. When you're like an old Roman slapping him with a bullwhip, go ahead, Bo. I mean, how did this guy in the Kurtzel helmet behave?
He behaved well. I wouldn't say he was curt. He was not friendly at all. Frankly, I think he was enjoying his position. He gets to wear the badge. I wonder how heavy that badge weighs on his chest, you know, if he always the symbol of his authority, ready to, break out the CS gas and take us all down. We're actually moving the protest to the north end of the building. It's my understanding that Herr Ashcroft is going to make a personal appearance. So we'll see what kind of noise we can make. And
now, wait a minute. You say the Fuhrer is actually going to drive by?
I understand that someone said that he's going to make some kind of appearance, and so we're moving our protest.
Wait. Here in the free country, you're on the public street, on the sidewalk, but the cops are, what are they, walking towards you with their clubs right now?
No, sir. I haven't seen any police officers out right now, but I'm on the north end of the hotel.
Well, and, you just said that you were just talking to some. You said that we're wearing black helmets and everything.
No, not black helmets. They're wearing their wrestler tactical gear, though. They're large, they're load-bearing vests with all their gizmos attached to them, large white stripes to police, you know.
Okay, but now, where are you now?
I'm moving over to the west side of the building.
So are the police telling you to do that, or who's telling you?
No, sir. The protest is moving voluntarily because we're under the impression, we've been told, that Ashcroft is going to make some kind of appearance. So
he's
going to
come out and address you, huh?
That's what I'm here to see. I mean, if you want to put me on hold for a while and go on with your show and then check back and see.
Well, I tell you what this is. I mean, we've been seeing him all over the news, all over regional news, national news, saying Patriot Act doesn't take your rights, saying Patriot Act 2 is needed. This guy said there was no Patriot Act 2. And now his Victory Act, the possession of one marijuana cigarette, life in prison. So this is your this is how you stop the terrorist when it's the government shipping it in. Is the crowd? What type of lies are you expecting, Bo?
I'm expecting the same old rhetoric, Mr. Jones. You know, if you don't do anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about. Win our compliance to the Patriot Act by reminding us that we have nothing to fear because we're not yet domestic terrorists.
But then again, the definition of terrorism is any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. And the Justice Department in the Washington Times, and by Frank J. Murray, headline titled, Patriot Act Cast Wide Net. They have the actual quotes before Congress of the spokesman for the Justice Department saying it'll be used in all crimes, all misdemeanors, against all citizens in non-terror-related cases, cases that have nothing to do with terror.
And that's the reason that we're out here having this protest today. Honestly, Mr. Jones, I don't think that we can influence Heinrich Himmler's own self at all, but hopefully we can influence some of these cars that pass by. We've been getting some good support, and I hope that these people will do a little more investigation on their own. Honestly, that's why
folks
I'm here.
So folks are honking their horns, and you're there, so the media can't claim that everyone loves Ashcroft in the staged town hall meeting.
So mostly the media we've had here is more independent, though. We've had a lot of AM radio. We've had someone from the Univision affiliate, the Spanish-speaking television station.
So the national media is ignoring you.
I haven't seen anyone down here. I saw one man from the AP, but I haven't seen anyone here from
Newswire, and then nothing else. Of course, 300 people plus out there protesting, and it's just getting going in a major city of conservatives. That's not newsworthy. But listen, it's admitted, just like in Russia or Germany, they're going to have a staged town hall meeting, folks. Stage people. Think about how that's tyranny right there.
My honest concern is that this protest, or maybe the one in Boise, might turn out to be another Reichstag fire. You know, I'm afraid that some rabble-rousers might show up and give the media an excuse to cover it and say those that do oppose the Patriot Act are terrorists.
Oh, you mean have a provocateur action where some Klan guy shows up and all the cameras show him. Hasn't happened yet. They'll have a lot of trouble doing that. If it was just conservatives out there, they'd try it, but not with the libertarians and the Greens and the ACLU.
Well, that's certainly reassuring.
Yeah, they're having big problems. I mean, look at conservative Alaska voting against them. And, this is very exciting. I'll tell you what, Bob, we'll put you on hold as one of our on-site reporters. We're going to go back to Sheriff Mack here in just a few minutes. Stay right there, Bob. Or not Bob, Bo. Gosh, what's wrong with me? Let's talk to Cliff in Arkansas. Cliff in Arkansas, go ahead.
Sir, we need you and Sheriff Mack to come to Arkansas and run for governor.
Huh? Well, they're putting in the electronic touch screens that they admit are fraud-based, so I don't know about that.
What I called for is this Justice Brown in Alabama. I don't know if you saw his news clips where he was on the news, but I watched them, and they're all when he says something, you know, he doesn't make it clear and plain. Like, for instance, he said he is not going to Lord, what was he saying?
I don't know what he said.
Well, it's he said he is not going to go against, more or less, the God that put our laws in.
Well, it's Judge Roy Moore.
Right, but he was on.
You
news.
Said Brown.
Well, I meant Moore. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
He said that he wasn't going to go against the God that put our laws that our laws were patterned after.
Well, look,
okay, but see, the thing is, Alex.
So he's not good enough, I see.
Well, no. What I'm getting at is he's a chief justice, right?
Yes.
Have you ever seen anyone in that higher office that wasn't a Freemason? What God is he talking about?
Well,
he didn't say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said our God.
Well, I'll say this. Judge Roy Moore, a good thing. The establishment doesn't
I
like it.
I agree with that. But
he's put himself on the line. I don't think he's an establishment type. Alabama's a conservative state. That's why he got elected. They elect him in that state.
Right.
That's why he's there. And believe me, the folks he's fighting are a lot better, and I'm not going to sit here and speculate about Judge Roy Moore.
Right. Well, no, I'm not speculating. I'm just saying everybody's taking him at face value, and I respect him. But we have to proceed cautiously is what I'm getting at.
Oh, I agree with you, but I've heard his speeches about how it's okay to have the Greek God, but not the God of the Bible.
Exactly.
Well, he said the God of the Bible in one of his speeches I did see. I think he's a great man. And
well, I do too, if he's on the up and up. But, you know, I'm not going to just bail in and just take it at face value. You know,
well, I think we don't just have face value, Cliff.
Well,
I mean, we have him saying they shouldn't take down the Ten Commandments. The oath in Alabama is to acknowledge God and to have the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are behind the Supreme Court when they're up there. And, of course, the Republican-appointed Supreme Court is, of course, against Moore. And the judge going against Moore was appointed by Bush, showing what neocon prostitutes they are. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Thank you.
Good points. I mean, I think it's important to question, but I see evidence and good fruits in Judge Roy Moore. Back to Sheriff Richard Mack there outside the Little America Hotel in Salt Lake City, where people across the political spectrum are protesting the liar, the would-be destroyer of America, John Ashcroft.
I'm here, Alex.
It sounds like it's getting wild. What's going on, Sheriff Mack?
It is. The crowd's getting bigger. The activity outside is getting a little bit busier. Alex, knowing executive protection like I know executive protection in the law enforcement community, they've already sneaked him in. I saw three different of the black Suburbans, you know, the black Suburbans with the darkened glass, and I'm pretty sure he came in one of those in the back door. There was another decoy that was in a limousine that was escorted by three or four different law enforcement vehicles, and I believe he is already in the hotel.
Look
I don't believe
this.
We're
going
to be able to yell at him when, as he goes in, and I think law enforcement purposely made sure that we did not know where or when he came in.
Well, yeah, he's loved so much as a gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, church-seizing, anti-Ten Commandment devil. He's
right.
Loved so much that they have to sneak him in.
Right.
Sheriff Mack, I hear the media is pretty much ignoring you guys.
No, they're here. They're here. Every major news station in Salt Lake City is here.
Well, I'm at the national news media.
AP is here.
Well, they're always there, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about why is it CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, whenever they've got Ashcroft on every night telling us how good the Patriot Act is.
Right.
And everywhere he goes, there's protest. And where's the media?
Well, you know, the media has already been very anti the protest here. They had Orrin Hatch on television yesterday, even on Sunday. He worked on Sunday. They had him on yesterday. Of course, he's a lynch Patriot Act, and he totally supported this. And they've been doing their spin, trying to keep the media down and trying to keep the media from being out here and supporting us. But most of the major news stations are here. But what remains to be seen, Alex, is how they spin all of this and if they give it due credit.
Well, you need to ask them this, Sheriff Mack. You need to ask them this. He said before Congress, there is no new terror legislation. They're not trying to pass it. Those that say it are liars aiding terrorists. Now, that's a quote. Now,
right.
He said that 4 months after it was introduced by him in the Senate and House. Now he admits it. He admits there's a second Patriot Act. New terror legislation. Everybody pulling through agreeing with you. And now, I mean, he's been caught lying. I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Read my lips, no new taxes. His lie is even clearer than that. Why isn't the media calling him on his lying? Sheriff Mack, you've got to demand you call him on his lies.
Yeah, well, that's true. And Alex, when you consider the fact that This is all about the Constitution. If you don't have a media that has ever read the Constitution, how are they ever going to know how to report on these types of pertinent freedom issues?
And they don't teach it in school? Well, look, Sheriff Mack, I've written an analysis of Patriot Act II. It's horrible. Gun owners wrote an analysis that was 21 pages. Mine was 7. Theirs is much worse. And,
right.
Of course, you work with Gun Owners of America. Larry Pratt says it's the end of the Second Amendment. The end of America, the end of all rights. It says secret arrest, secret execution, no Second Amendment. How are, they cannot get away with this?
No, you know, this really is one of the last-ditch efforts by from the federal government, Alex. If we don't stand now and if we don't do more than just talk, then we're going to lose.
Well, it shows how desperate they are, Sheriff Mack, that he's having to do this road show to take his lie on the road. What does that say about the forces of freedom, the anti-terror forces of the Patriots?
Well, it says a great deal, and the Attorney General of the United States is out propagandizing to support unconstitutional acts that are destroying the Second Amendment, that destroy the entire Bill of Rights. Except maybe for the third, about where it talks about quartering troops. Other than that, it's a complete destruction of the Bill of Rights and everything the Founding Fathers stood for.
And then they call this patriotic. You're not patriotic if you don't butcher what America is.
Well, exactly, and that's the spin that they put on these types of things. They always give it a great name. So that people who oppose it say, oh, you mean you're not patriotic? You're not for the Patriot Bill? Well, then you're against America.
Absolutely. Well, Sheriff Mack, what's his itinerary now? He's supposed to have a staged town hall meeting that the public's not allowed into, where government bureaucrats sit in the crowd and cops sit behind him for staged events, literal wag the dog, literal Soviet fake meetings. I mean, this is horrible, folks. What's the itinerary for that?
All the way up.
Sheriff Mack?
I'm here. I was getting reprimanded by a local officer because I wasn't standing on the curb.
Oh, you were being... Well, what did he say to you?
He was just telling me to get back, and I got back, and then he came up to me and told me to get farther back, which was exactly 6 inches different from where I was before.
So they're basically like attack dogs, making sure you stand right where they say, and then there's an added pleasure after you submit smearing your face in it.
Well, yeah, I think he was hoping to give you some footage for your next police state video.
Well, I'm begging folks to send me all this footage.
Yeah.
Sheriff Mack, this is amazing. Well, what did you say to this guy?
I just bowed.
Doesn't he know that Sheriff Mack, that what he's doing is destroying his children's future utterly?
Well, these guys are just like the rest of the Nuremberg officers who just follow orders, Alex, and it's really sad that our law enforcement officers in this country are being used as puppets for the tyranny that exists today, and nothing has exposed that more than your own videos.
Sheriff Mack, can you stay with us just a few more minutes?
I sure can.
Okay, stay there. I want to get a few more questions out of you, get you to check in maybe in an hour or so. We'll be right back as we fight the Second American Revolution of Restoration. I mean, how do I know the future? People keep asking me, because I read the federal plan. None of this is a secret. They want you dumbed down and totally dependent on them.
Are you losing your hair like me? Then you gotta listen to me about a great new product called New Hair. It's all natural, clinically tested to stop hair loss, and New Hair is guaranteed to work. All natural New Hair comes in a convenient tablet form with formulas targeted specifically for men and women. Take 2 tablets every day, and New Hair goes to work on your entire scalp. Plus, order now and New Hair costs under $40 a month. So if you're frustrated with your hair loss problem, try clinically tested New Hair. It's all natural, convenient to use, and New Hair comes with up to a 6-month guarantee. So call now, 800-481-9858. Remember, new hair is guaranteed for up to 6 months to improve your hair loss problem for men and women. Call right now and order. 800-481-9858. 800-481-9858. That's 800-481-9858.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Into tyranny. Imagine Sheriff Richard Mack, a big guy who's been in law enforcement for decades, the guy that stood up for the Second Amendment out there, and I've been at these protests and demonstrations with good conservative Americans, and the cops will run around in black uniforms and combat boots, shoving you, hurting you, snapping at you, a pepper spraying you. You go to a land rights rally, they'll look at you with hate. They'll be videotaping you. They hate your guts as citizens. They want you to submit to them. And we've seen this happen throughout history over and over again. Now, all the police aren't bad. A lot of you are good. But the ones they have on these particular duties or details get into this mindless groupthink. Sheriff Mack, how are the police behaving? I mean, I've seen them where you submit to them, then they come after you again. How do they do this? I was always embarrassed if I caught myself bullying somebody in school. How do they get off on bullying citizens? Sheriff Mack?
Yeah, I'm here, Alex.
It sounds like the cops are bullying you guys. I mean, why are they doing this?
No, not really. They have a big force, is what it's called in law enforcement terms. It's show of force. They want to make sure that a lot of them are being seen so that nobody will step out of line. Like I said a little while ago, they asked us to, they asked me to step back, and I did. And then he told me to get up on the curb, which was only a 6-inch difference. I'm serious. And he was really kind of getting in my face. But for the most part, there's been very little officer out of control.
Why did he get in your face, though? I mean, what have we done?
Well, they are very stern. There's no question about that. But then I would say for the most part that the officers are behaving themselves pretty well.
Well, yeah, in Portland, they ran up and sprayed babies in baby carriages, admittedly, and the head cop was seen on tape saying, attack the media. Have you seen that footage?
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
But, of course, we found left-wing cops are generally the worst. And they love serving the New World Order, don't they?
Yeah. Now, well, and we've got, I'll tell you what, we've really huge crowd here now. I'd say about 500 people that we've got all the entrances covered with about 100 people each, every entrance. We've got north, south, east, and west all covered. And
okay, so let me ask you again, what's the itinerary? When is he going to have his stage town hall meeting?
Well, he's having a meeting right now with law enforcement. They're actually, the meeting he is having is not with the public. It's only an elite group of law enforcement officials.
Oh, that sounds the executive branch comes into a city and meets with law enforcement officials, not the other elected officials?
No, this is not public officials or elected officials. That's just the law enforcement community. And, of course, that's who they want on their side. They want all the Nuremberg officers jumping on board.
Now, is the media allowed in this meeting?
You know, there are media inside. They moved inside. I do know that for a fact.
But I read that was select media. Is K-Talk allowed in there?
I seriously doubt it. I don't know. I know that Andy was trying to get inside. Don't know if he made it.
Yeah, I know they said in the news that only select media is allowed in other meetings. I don't know about this one.
Now, we got a cop getting somebody out of the road here. Did you just hear the siren?
No, what's happening now?
We had one guy that was out on the road, and a cop just came by and did his siren at him, and he jumped out of the road, and that ended that.
Well, good. I'm glad he jumped quick when the folks in Cuba.
What would we do if we didn't have all these cops here taking care of us, Alex?
Well, hey, don't put you in a FEMA camp. Hello.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because...